Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. A day
488.
How are we all doing?
I've had a fun time.
Really?
Yeah.
This doesn't sound good.
Oh, so it was with Asta.
Hello, Simon.
Hello, Simon. Yes, it was with Asta. I got an email earlier on that said low availability or out of stock. And I'd only put water in to hold it open. So then it goes on the website and I logs in and I chose the order for tomorrow. And I chose a mend order and I put a load of stuff in the basket. And it said, what do you want to do? Create a new order or add to existing order? So I said, add to existing order. So it then popped up with this pop-up thing that said, unavailable item, water. And I'm thinking, I know that. Cancel or allow. Well, it's cancel or continue. So I clicked.
Oh, God, it's a Mac ad.
So I clicked continue, and it took me back to the list of items in my basket. And I tried to check out, and it did exactly the same thing. I did this three times. So in the end, I clicked create a new order. And then it said, when do you want this order? And the time that we've got the order tomorrow was free. Now, Tesco won't let you do the same, two orders at the same time to the same address.
But Morrison's will.
Evidently has to do as well. So I just chose the same time tomorrow. And so I ended up then with two orders. So I've had to cancel one.
How it let you do that, I don't know.
One was like £100 for the normal shopping, and the other was like £5 for the water.
So yeah, but then they'll charge you delivery on top of all of that.
Yeah, so I've cancelled one, and I've got the confirmation.
Oh, what did I do in the night?
This never happens when you go in store. Not that I'd know, I haven't been in a shop.
No, but if you go in store, that's going to be the end of it, isn't it? Because, oh, Kim's going to love this. Good evening, Kim. Hello, Renee. Yeah, not only have 500,000 people been pinged because of the COVID thing, and as predicted by yours truly, some of them have been through the walls of the neighbours. I thought they'd fix that. But no, now we've got the norovirus running rampant amongst our children. Probably because they've not met up with their friends in a while. And you know what kids are like. They're always infected with something.
We want to see our friends.
Yes, you may want to see your friends, but it won't end well. So now there's instructions about what to do with a norovirus involving 60-degree washes and rubber gloves. So it's grand in the UK. Oh, and to add to the fact, it's now hotter than it was before. And this weekend, it's going to be 10 degrees hotter than it is right now. So I will be lying down in front of several industrial fans.
In a darkened room.
In a darkened room. No, Mike, not in a room. No, I'm going to have to be outside, aren't I, under a gazebo or something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that means flies. Ugh, it's horrible here. It is, it's awful. Tell me it's better where you are, guys. And on the upside, at least it's Friday. Now, I'm very surprised Simon hasn't mentioned this already. It's always a good day, isn't it, Simon, when you look at the news and you've got a picture of Boris at the Bullingdon Club. And today we've got a picture of Boris at the Bullingdon Club.
I thought you said Bummington Club.
No, that's you're thinking of Cameron with the pig.
Oh, yeah.
At least said about Cameron and the pig, the better. No, where is it? Where's this Bullingdon thing? There we go.
Hello, Sarah.
Boris has been accused of cronyism. Cronyism. After he appointed a university friend, who was a member of the Bullingdon Club, you're going to love this, to advise him on ethical standards.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Oh, leave the fox in charge of the hen house. There we go. So there's today's thing. Now, do scroll down that, Picky. Oh. There's a lovely photo of Boris. You'll barely recognise him. He's also on the front row of that. I mean, you'll know him because he's the only blonde one. I couldn't spot David Cameron on there. Is he the one at the back? Or is he? Is he the one second from the left? Because he looks like some weird impressionist David Hockney version of that photo. Was this because he banned the photo and then everybody reposted it on Twitter? Let's see if I can actually find it or if it's been taken off the internet.
Sarah's really pleased because they were supposed to go into the office next week but have now been told to stay at home.
Yeah! That's fantastic. Well, apart from the raising, you know, the rising numbers. But staying at home is fantastic. Right, Bullingdon Club photo. I'm sure he wanted it taken off the net. Let's have a look. Was it that one? Oh, what complete idiots they look. Good grief, look at George Osborne. Oh, George Osborne must be slightly younger than Boris. What are they looking at? Oh, dear me. Oozing entitlement. You're not wrong there. Right, let's get this picture because Simon's going to love it. It's going to be his new wallpaper, I'm telling you. Right, this is the George Osborne one, but I don't think Boris is on that one. But I'm just wondering what on earth they're all looking at because they're not looking at the camera. So that's bizarre. There you go, there's all our future politicians. Who's the blonde one on the right? Oh, it's just creepy. That is really, really creepy. Put your hands on your hips. It does, it looks like the time warp. Right, let me see if I can find the other one. Where's the one with Boris? Maybe he really has pulled it. Oh, it's probably a while back. Oh, hang on, what's this one? Oh, that looks like Boris on the front. I don't know where Cameron is, but it's a bit tiny. We need bigger photos. Bigger photos. Where's the stuff, the sizes thing? There we go, sizes. Large. Boris Bullingdon. There he is. That does look... Oh, dear me. I'm presuming that's Boris. Is that Boris? He is. Where's Cameron? Anyway, so is that going to be your new wallpaper, Simon? Do let me know. Oh, politicians, Tracy. That's what you've missed. Politicians. Boris has appointed a new head of ethics and been accused of cronyism because he was in the Bullingdon Club with him. Great guy to have for ethics, obviously. I guess he's like the posh knob equivalent of a gang, isn't it?
Mm.
Our gang's bigger than your gang. Oh, I love the fact that they've got a picture here, a photographic history of the Bullingdon Club. And one of the places they've got is Eden Ravenscroft. Now, Eden Ravenscroft is established 1689, so it's been around a while. That's where you used to have to go to get your wigs and gowns and your University of London gown and mortarboard. Ah, so I've been in there, but I'm not a member of the Bullingdon Club. I don't think they take women. As far as I know, they don't.
What do you mean we could not set up payment for your Asda order from your card?
Oh, dear. Bad words are going to be said. Lots and lots of bad words
Check
are going to be said.
Check there's enough money in the count. Yes, there's plenty. And they've sent me a little Billy Doo text.
Oh, how cute.
Yes.
How cute. Anyway, what's going on for everybody else? Sarah's happy she's staying at home. Yay! Oh, no, Kim. No. They may not be able to fix your fridge for months. How can you be expected to live without a fridge in the summer? Is it under guarantee? Or is it some kind of maintenance thing? What is it with people these days? Nothing can be fixed. That's why I said to Mum, don't bother with an expensive washing machine. Just get one that was actually... I think what she paid for the washing machine was... almost identical to what she would have paid for maintenance on a more expensive one. So I said, well, just think of that as like, chuck it after a year and get a new one. I know it's not eco-friendly, but then neither's been left with a fridge for months that they're going to think about fixing. But it might be a while. That's shocking. The stuff about vanity photos is a nonsense. Well, you can't really do it, can you, Simon? Once it's been out, that's it. I mean, I know the one they mean. This Bullingdon thing. Is that David? It is, isn't it? Ah, I've got a copy of it instead of the David Hockney version. And it is David Cameron at the back. I mean, dear God, there's a group there of what? 5, 10 individuals from one university and two of them have been Prime Minister. It does smack a bit, doesn't it? Of weirdness. But if you're interested, we have one Prime Minister at the front of that photo. The blonde one, obviously, Boris. And then on the top row, second from the left, that's the other Prime Minister. I wonder what the others are doing now. Hopefully something more useful than running the country. But again, they're like looking off into the distance, nowhere in particular. apart from Boris. Oh, it's another world, isn't it? Hello, Anthony. Hello, Dee. Sarah says she's really anxious. There isn't 2 metres between you and your colleagues. You were told restrictions lifted. Weren't going to spend anything else on COVID, so no screening. That is terrifying. Luckily, most of the supermarkets have said it's staying. Apart from, oh no, which, was it Wetherspoons? There's that idiot. It's not particularly spoon with him, is it? It's goon. Mm. The one in charge of Wetherspoons. You know, forget everything, it's all going to be fine. But now we've got the norovirus on top of COVID. Can you imagine if you got both? You wouldn't know which end to hover over the toilet with, would you? Oh, this country is crazy. Thought you might like that, Dee. I've actually been there, Eden Ravenscroft. It's a fabulous, fabulous little shop. The service is impeccable. It really is. And it is as tiny as it looks. But when you go inside, from the outside, it looks like something out of Harry Potter. You go inside and it actually goes back quite a way. So there's the barrister's section. There's the kind of male clothing section. And you keep going, you get to the university section. But, oh, the service is just impeccable. I can highly recommend the place, but apart from the prices. That's actually on Chancery Lane, which is kind of legal London. Chancery Lane runs behind, well, it's kind of at the side of the High Court and the Supreme Court. So it's all the legal shops, legal books. It's little firms of solicitors, all the barristers' chambers around there. It's like legal London. It's actually where Charles Dickens worked. Not at Eden Ravenscroft, but in that area. Oh dear me, I need to, crying out loud. There's actually a Bullingdon uniform, and that's probably why it's at the Eden Ravenscroft thing. But I do think this is somebody who's trying to be a male model. Oh, poor Simon when he sees this lot. This idiot, because they're all idiots, obviously. This idiot, that's George Osborne. He was in charge of finance for a long time. Oh, do you know, and people think abroad when they think of Britain, it's all James Bond. No, it's all Brooke Bond like this. I mean, God almighty, talk about loves himself. Didn't he go on to be the editor of the London Evening Standard? Which is like, on what makes you qualified for this job, George? And we still don't know. I think he left that and he went somewhere else. He was actually MP when he was an MP. For Tatton, wasn't he? Knutsford?
Yeah.
Tatton? Which was where, what was his name?
Hamilton.
Neil Hamilton.
Hamilton.
And his wife. Because, you know, he didn't do anything on his own, did he, Neil? That was his constituency before Bell took over. What was his first name?
Martin.
Martin Bell, the newscaster, always wore white. He actually looked like an extra from the cast of Randall and Hopkirk. Oh, we see everything up here. We see life here. Right, let me have a look. What photo am I looking at? I haven't even seen the photo yet. Is this something that you've sent, Simon? Which photo are we looking at? Oh, let me scroll up and down here. Anthony saw that photo with the caption, "The only minority that are actually responsible for the country's problems." Very, very true. You need to visit Eden Ravenscroft. You do. And there's another one, a bookshop called Wildies. And that, I think, is almost as old, if not as old. And it's never moved. It's exactly where it was. Wildies books.
Oh, toilet cleaner's out of stock. Do you think people are drinking it instead of water?
Oh, good grief. Wildies. No, Wildies law bookseller since 1830, so positively newcomers. Oh, this is bringing back happy memories. I've just looked it up to find a picture, and it's got Book of the Month, Gower's Principles of Modern Company Law. Oh, I remember that well. I did it. did not like our company law much. Banks on sentence. What have you got on evidence? Oh, we've now got transgender law. We didn't have that in my day, I can assure you. Nor did we have cloud computing law. Didn't have that either. The books are no cheaper, though. So here's one on the law of assignment. And the price of this, and this is a textbook, The price of this textbook is only £275. The data protection handbook, only £229. Oh, they're bringing back memories. I won't say happy, but bringing back memories. There's one, a civil procedure, but there are two volumes to that one, £850. Can you see why I had to hold down two jobs while I was a law student? The family court practice book, only £629, and the annotated guide to insolvency, £475. Do you know, it was the wonder I actually ate, wasn't it? I know, it was pot noodles. And I only went there to find a picture of the place, and there's no pictures of the place, so I'll whip over to images and find one. Oh, there's one. That's wildest. I mean, it doesn't... The number four next door to it is actually a barrister's chambers. So the door to get in the place is up that alleyway where the little black bollard is. So let's get that one up there. I used to love going in that shop. You would walk up that alleyway and halfway the door is on the right. Oh, ever so cute. It should be. It should be in Harry Potter, I'm telling you. 1848, that says, and then over the top it says 1818. So yeah, it's been there a while. Oh, there's another one that shows the other side. There's a lot of crates inside there, but never mind. You can just about see the door on the second one. But when I say I go to old bookshops, I really mean old. Really, really old. Oh, happy, happy days. If not paying for the darn things, as you can see. But the thing with Wildies is they do have textbooks like that, and obviously lots of the chambers and solicitors' practices just buy them. But they also have a second-hand department. The side on the left, as you're looking at it, is like the warehouse bit now. But just look at the brickwork. You can see just how old that place is, and yet it's still going strong. Isn't Ravenclaw in Harry Potter? No, it's Ravenscraft, this one. But there is... Isn't it one of the houses? Ravenclaw? Rings a bell. This Slytherin, isn't there? And what's the one Harry Potter's in? I've never read a Harry Potter. Well, I've read half a Harry Potter. Oh, there's Gryffindor. Is he in Gryffindor? Or am I total... And there's Hufflepuff. I remember Hufflepuff. Don't test me on Harry Potter. It won't end well. If the answer is anything other than Harry Potter, or what's that thing called? Is it Dobby? Did he have a mate called Dobby? And there was an owl involved. But beyond that, no. I don't know a thing that's going on. There you go, Simon. He does think he's the dandy highwayman. But you know, looking at that picture, I can imagine some women thinking, nice. Oh, dear. And look what he turned into. No, don't go there. They do love themselves. Oh, Kim, that's a bit better. If they can't fix it in a month, they'll replace it. But in the meanwhile, what are you supposed to do? You've got like a little one. I remember when Mike's mum's fridge and freezer went, but luckily it was December and she's in a top floor flat. So we just opened the patio door, which leads out onto like a little balcony, and put the milk out there, and it was fine. But not quite so good in the middle of a heat wave, is it? The ice, yeah, we'll have good data protection guides and all for free. Nothing's free in the legal profession, not if they can make money out of it, I can assure you. So it was always an expensive trip there. But the good thing was, as long as the books were clean, so you couldn't, you had to take notes from them rather than actually highlight them, they would buy them back. So you would buy the book and it would cost you something like 70% of the proper of the retail price, but they would buy it back at 50%, so you only actually ever paid 20% if you took the books back. So yeah, it was at the beginning of the year, because it was a private... I went to a private college and the university was separate from the private college. So you got your tuition wherever you liked, but you took the exams from the University of London. So you had to go, first of all, to the University of London and do all your registration details. Then you had to go to your college and do all your registration details and get your book list. Then you had to decamp down to Wildies and you had to make sure that you were there, you know, before everybody descended, and that way you got the best copies of the books that were available. That would take me about a week and a half. Seriously. So I'd go down and I'd stay for like a week and a half. And then when I came back, I'd have the back seat absolutely full of books, ready to work. I got them all, did I? Good grief. I've no idea how I did that. I do know one more character, I've just realised. Professor Snape. Because he was Alan Rickman, and I thought Alan Rickman was fantastic. Loved him as an actor. And wasn't there... No, now I'm into characters now. I'm not into who played the characters. But was it Moaning Myrtle? Because I think Mum had this Harry Potter film on once. And there was this wailing, and she said, "That's Moaning Myrtle." And I thought, I'll leave you with this. Clearly not my kind of film. Oh, I know I should watch them all. I know I should read them all when I've got time. Ooh. Kim says, "I've been contemplating buying a convertible fridge freezer. The bad thing is it's made in China and you're not too fond of that." Which one have you got at the moment? What brand is it? Mum always disliked, what was the Italian brand? Is it Zanussi? I don't know what she had against the Italians, but I think it was... There used to be some programmes on in the UK that were like consumer rights programmes. And whenever there was an issue with a fridge, I swear to God it was a Zanussi. So she wouldn't touch them. So she had a hot point for years and years and years. And they're usually washing machines, aren't they? But I could swear it was a hot point fridge she had. Lasted about 21 years. And the only thing in the end was, it'll be global warming that did this. It was a condenser fridge. So instead of having an ice box at the top that you had to defrost, this thing just defrosted itself. So when she got it, it was like amazing. Oh, good grief, it defrosted itself. But as time went on, it just kept spewing water on the floor. And she was like, "Oh, it must be broken." But it only did it when it was hot. So I thought, the weather's hotter now than it was years ago, apart from the summer of 76. So I did the Googles. Oh dear, it was a known issue apparently. The plate that the water went onto was electrified in some kind of way and heated up, and then the water evaporated was the logic. But not when it's that hot that the water overflows the plate. And I'm thinking electrified plate, water, probably not the best idea. When we finally got this thing up out of the way, the plate at the bottom had rusted. Maybe they could have covered that in plastic, but it had rusted, and that was a problem. The water was coming through the holes.
Our current fridge does that.
That's how they all work. Yeah. That's how they all work. Yeah. So I can't understand people who are like, you know, I'd just throw the thing outside. Can you imagine if the freezer decided to do that all over the floor? You'd spend your entire life. People are laying like that laminate flooring, the really expensive laminate flooring in their kitchen. And I'm like, why bother? Because if it's not the washing machine that leaks, it'll be the dryer, or it'll be the fridge, or it'll be the freezer. Something will spew up all over the floor, which is exactly what happened to Rachel, isn't it?
But, well, the dryer does. That's why it's in the garage.
With a dryer, it's a feature, Mike.
Yeah.
It has two features. It spews up over the floor. And apparently there's another feature we've not been privy to yet, but it's only a matter of time. It sets on fire.
That's why it's in the garage.
Yeah, that's why it's in the garage. That and the noise. They both make far too much noise. Mind you, the fans are on my poor computer at the moment. It's not good. It is seriously hot in here. I'll dig Izzy out. But he wasn't feeling too well, wasn't Izzy? Izzy was that warm, poor guy. Let's have a look. 98, which is 39 degrees. And we're not even at the height of it yet. I'm going to have a lie down. Sarah's never heard of that. Mate, you worry things could go wrong. Anything can go wrong, that's the problem. Oh, candy was another one she didn't like, Renee. You're quite right. Not to mention the fact Dad wouldn't have had that in the house because they supported Liverpool. I see we've got a new shirt sponsor.
Yeah, Team Viewer.
Is this something we can all log into and watch them in the changing room or something? I much preferred it when we had Sharp on the shirt.
Do you want to?
No, not at all.
Perv.
No, no, idiots. I'd rather not watch them at all. I'm in a very cranky mood with them all. It's a Madea. No, I don't think we have that over here, Kim. Let me have a look, see if we do. Simon says that's what condensers do, condense things, in this case into water. The tray was probably not evaporating fast enough. That was the issue with it. twofold. One, it was that hot, there was more water and it couldn't work fast enough. But then it started doing it when it got cooler, and then the problem was that there was like holes in the plate. And I just think, like, that's not the best way to make a plate, is it? Why not have that so it's waterproof? But that's only me. I'd only make something that was wholly logical. Right, let's have a look if I can find that in the UK. So, French UK. Is that sold here? We'll find out it is now. No, we have dehumidifiers, ventilation and heating, air conditioning. No, that's in America. No, it says it's a non-UK brand. Which makes sense. But can we get it over here? Oh, that's interesting. Midea makes own brand label appliances for many other companies, including Zanussi. That could explain a lot. That's not good, is it? Are these in the UK? Because I put UK. Does it? It's not one of the big brands over here, but it doesn't look like anywhere stock it. In fact, in this country now, it's a bit weird. There's very few places to go if you actually want to buy a fridge or a freezer. I guess John Lewis would still be around, but you'll pay for the privilege. There's Currys PC World. And if you're lucky, you might get like an independent store. We have one. It's in Cholton. What were they called? Do you remember the one Mum used to like? Opposite the cemetery.
Yeah.
Can't remember what it was called, but it was an independent one, and that's really unusual.
Everything, I just remember Leon's Fabrics on there.
It was a little bit further on than them, near the flower shop. Obviously there's a flower shop because it's opposite a cemetery.
Yeah. With a panda poster.
With a panda poster. Yes. Yeah, that
which
I wanted.
Got for you.
Yes, you did. I always said, if and when I die, because I've no intention of dying full stop, I'm assuming that mind over matter will be absolutely fine. That if I did, then I wanted flowers in the shape of... They had like a bear that you could buy, like all a wire cage that had flowers in it, in the shape of a bear. And I said I wanted black and white flowers, so it was a panda. And she assured me there was no black flowers, and clearly she's not visited my garden. There's plenty of them. So we came to an agreement. Black and white, even if you had to paint them. Oh, my. We've seen some pictures of Germany and Belgium, less of Holland, though, to be honest, Renee. But they've concentrated on Germany. I don't know if that's where they've got the cameras. But it was absolutely terrifying, wasn't it? Mm. It looked like Peru a few years ago. And do you remember when Ned's Village washed away?
Our video.
Just like, well, how does that happen? And then we've got our sinkhole. And it's probably things drying out. We've actually got things in our garden now that were green that are now brown. We think we need to water them because we've not seen any rain for quite a while, have we? No, it's not good. I've seen the pictures, but I just can't watch it. I can't take any more at the minute. With all that's going on in the world, and still there are people saying that the most important thing in their life is going away for 2 weeks to Marbella. And I just think, like, how bad would it have to be before there was something more important in your life than your 2 weeks in Marbella? And I don't know. I don't know is the answer to that. And I really feel sorry for the venues, the destinations that these people are going. Because they've got really not much say in whether you turn up there or not. Not just bad news. Our stats today are the worst since, I think it's the first week in January.
Yeah, 50,000
so
cases.
So over 50,000 cases, 49 deaths, and this winter vomiting virus. Yes, I know it's July. But we would appear to have acquired a winter vomiting virus. Only in the UK, I'm telling you, only in the UK could this happen. Oh, and we've also got a heat health warning. Now, we don't get these often, but we have a heat health warning for Sunday. So what will people do? Go out and lie in the garden. Wish we could go out and lie in the garden. But if it was cool, somewhere cool. Oh, some idiot's predicting the long-range weather forecast. That'll be grand. Because they're idiots, they can't tell you what the weather's like now, much less further on. But yes, that's pretty much everything that's going on here, and we've got a sinkhole. But apart from that, more on that later. Medea says the headquarters is in Newcastle. Wow. I did not know that. Maybe over here they only do other brands, because there are PC World... No, Curry's brands, aren't there?
Mmm.
Mmm. There are black tulips. Well, there you go. Black tulips will do nicely. Oh, Euronics. Weren't they the one that had stores that were advertised by that guy, Jeremy? Do you remember Jeremy? The Russian-speaking guy from that
Airport.
Reality show. He was fantastic.
Airport, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was fantastic. Were they called Euronics? I think so, because the logo looks about right. They did a rebrand, but it looks about right. Kim says, what are my thoughts on the blocks that copy to several places? You haven't tried it yet. They're working well, Kim. I wish there was a way to not have the red border flash up, because most of my pages are unlocked. There are very, very few pages locked. But when you do the copy and paste as a sync block, you get this red border around it to indicate to you that it, if you change it there, it's going to change all over. And I don't really like the red border. So what I've had to do is lock the pages that the sync blocks are on, and then they look and behave the same as all of the others. But the problem with that is a knock-on effect, and this doesn't matter whether it's locked or unlocked. When I've got a sync block, or any other block to be honest, next to a block that I want to grab 20 records from, you can't get close enough to the records to select them without selecting the other block. So it, in that, with the sync blocks, it was to do with the red border. But it didn't make much difference if I locked it. So what I'm having to do is lock some pages. Have you noticed the pages are locked?
Yes.
It's annoying, isn't it, to not be able to edit the record in the database without actually opening the record. But it doesn't look right if you don't. So hopefully they'll do something about that. I'd just like to turn that off or have something a little less intrusive. Because when it lights up red, it actually moves other elements further away to say, you know, look at me, I'm a sync block. But in terms of actually working, they work brilliantly. They do work really, really well. For navigation, mainly for me. So I have a main MacBytes page, the MacBytes dashboard. And down the side, when I built it, if you remember, I built a navigation block. And I said, I've got other pages that are going to be below this page, but I'm not going to put the navigation block there until I have finished it, because I'm going to need to duplicate it. And then if I make a change, I'm going to have to update all five of them. Well, obviously, I don't have to do that anymore. So I was able straight away in all of the shows pages to just add this sync block and then update it whenever I need to update it. So that's actually worked really well. It's just when it's unlocked. It's fine if it's locked. And the knock-on effect of it being locked is you can edit a record, but you've got to open the record so it's in like a popover. Whereas before, I was just going in and actually editing it. What's even more annoying in that is you click a field. So say like you've got a show and next to the show there's a duration and the page is locked. I click on the duration and it opens up and looks like you can type in it. But as soon as you start trying to type into it, you can't. You'd have to open it up in the popover, which is annoying. It's annoying, but I can live with it, I guess. But the blocks themselves are great. Good grief. I do not need to read these upwards, do I? I need to read downwards. So Simon will be out there naked on Sunday tanning the scrotox.
TMI. Oh, I know he's put that.
Tanning the scrotox.
That's a good title for the show.
Tight as a drum. You can now play bongos on them. Yeah, that's definitely TMI.
So I'll stick that as the title.
Yes, I think we can put Tanning My New Scrotox as the title.
Yeah.
Definitely, definitely. Gosh, I'm hot. Sweat is rolling off me. Oh, it's evil. It's totally evil. I don't know how the dog's coping. She blew her coat a bit, didn't she?
She's blown her coat a lot.
Well, yeah, it's most of it's over the extension carpet. No point vacuuming it up.
I'll pick some of it up today.
Make a new dog with it.
Yeah,
could make her a winter coat with it, actually. Keep hold of it. When she's moaning, she's cold in the winter. Mind you, that would need somebody knitting it, wouldn't it? First of all, you'd have to turn it into yarn and then you'd actually have to knit it. I do know people who do that with Sammy fur, but they've clearly got more time on their hands than I have.
Yes, I've just had to
unlock it. Well, you don't have to. You can just open it and then paste it into the popover.
Yeah.
Well, I can't do anything about it, can I? Otherwise, you'd have this red thing flying around it.
There you go. So it's locked again now.
That it's not too bad if the lock icon is at the top of the page. Mm. But if you're working on a page where it's not already locked, you've got to go to the burger, the three-dot menu, to then lock it. Then when you unlock it, you do get a locked icon and you can unlock it from there. But why not just leave that locked icon there all the time? And say it's unlocked or it's locked. And that way it's straight in front of you instead of having to go dig it out. Oh, good grief, that was a breeze. Did you feel that? No. Oh, hold that thought. I'm hoping they're wrong with the long range weather forecast. But probably not. They're never right with it, except when it's hot. And then they are. So, next. Tomorrow. Hot, very hot. But Friday, Saturday and Sunday next week, according to this, 50% chance of rain. I don't believe it. They're never right. They're never right. They just do it to annoy me. That is seriously their sole aim in life. Yes, Renee, just check the news. And the number one story is the fact there's helicopters trying to search for people. But you look at the pictures and it's like, oh, my God, how did that happen? There's also mention, isn't there? I don't know if it's happened yet, because I haven't had the news on. It's too annoying. Not particularly this story, all the other stories. They were talking about there's a dam somewhere that might burst. Now, we had our own issue a couple of years ago, didn't we, at Whaley Bridge?
At Whaley Bridge, yeah.
It's funny how they've never gone back there and done an update on how they fixed it. So I know how serious that is. It's just horrific. How does that happen with no notice at all? And they're saying 120 have died and there's 1,300 missing. It's just unbelievable. And do you know the poor people whose now their houses have been swept away? Where do you go because of the COVID thing? Oh, world's not good, is it? Do you remember 1985, Dee? It was grand. We only had nuclear war with Russia to worry about back then. I remember it well, and we thought that was bad. If only we'd have known what was coming, we'd never have left 1985. We've got some great songs coming for tomorrow, by the way. The 80s is Ellen's era, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Ellen's in her glory. So I'm going to enjoy all the music tomorrow night. I can absolutely tell you that. Kim hasn't had proper rain since the heat wave a few weeks back. We've had like a little bit, but you know, 2 minutes if that. We need a complete downpour. We do. Oh, the dam has burst. The army has been able to repair it, sort of. I wonder if they're taking in expertise from the lot over here who had to do it while the water level was being reduced. I think the essence of what they did, there was some shoring up went on from over the top, because some people were asked to go out and do it, and they were like leaving the people who had like families or dependents, and sending the others out. And the other thing they did was the army dropping like, and I do think they got it from the local DIY stores, like ballast in to shore it up. I mean, it worked. But should never have got in that state. D can't manage the heat. You miss complaining about the cold. You'll never hear me complain about the cold. Because I can put a heater on, I can put a jumper on, I can put a rug on. I'm at the point where I can't take my skin off. You know, we're down to like you're wearing a watch and very little else. And I can't take any more off. And then for what we do, of course, I think I'd just about cope. I mean, it's not nice. It's at the point that it's hard to breathe. So it's not nice. But given what I do, I have to turn the fans off. I could cope if the fans were on. So that's where I'm at with that. So I could definitely do with a fan on. Oh, I'm loving that picky. There's a lot of fur in that, isn't there? Mm. But the cat looks happy. I've actually got a still off the CCTV of Lola in the extension, and she's lying just like that. Plus the cat might be dead. I think the cat's just snoozing gently and has picked a very good spot for it. Oh, Anthony's got air conditioning. Oh, I would love that. But there again, that would probably make a noise. I need silent air conditioning is what I need. And then it'd be grand. But I don't think that that's going to happen, is it? Oh, if I think about the mess, because I remember when we had central heating put in. Most houses now, you move in and it's got central heating. So unless you need to replace the entire thing, you would probably not be privy to watching it be put in. But I remember as a child, I was 4, and I was actually in hospital, and they told Mum that I was going to be in hospital for a week. So she'd got on to the people putting the central heating in and said, can you do it in 5 days? And they said, oh yeah, sure, no problem. Only thing was, when I came round after the operation, this was where the idiots lost my panda. Never liked the medical profession nor trusted them since. While I'd been in hospital, I'd got German measles. So they said, oh, well, she's infected, so she can't stay here, and sent me home. And of course, there was nowhere that... Just keep her in bed for a week. Yeah. What part were having central heating put in? There was no floors, much less a bed. So Mum just kept having to move me round. She took the... When they were doing the bedroom, she took the bed out of the bedroom, put it in the living room. Then she moved it to the dining room. Then she moved it to the morning room. And then when there was no other chance, she used 2 chairs. And she pushed these 2 chairs together facing each other. So it was like a bunk, and stuck me in there. And all I remember is the filth and the noise. Oh, so if it was like that, putting air conditioning in, I don't think I could cope. I don't. Let's have a look. That was what they... You know, Anthony's talking about the dust on the fan. When I was in hospital, I somehow gathered this fan, and I was clinging to it for dear life because it was far too hot, and they were saying it's unhygienic, and I said, so's me dying on the floor of heat. And I remember I was in some observation ward or other. They never did a damn thing. It was a total waste of time, but it was an observation ward. Anyway, about 3 o'clock in the morning, they decided they were going to have to move me because I didn't need observing anymore, which I was quite pleased about. So they're bringing somebody else in. So they wheel the bed, and they wheel the bedside, like, cabinet table-y thing with you that's got your stuff in it. But on the top of this thing, you weren't allowed flowers either because they're not hygienic. On the top of this thing was this fan, and it was plugged in. So obviously I can't get out of bed, and I'm saying to this guy, I'm not moving anywhere unless you unplug that fan. So they wheeled me from one ward to another. So if you can imagine the sight going along the corridor, there was me in the bed and the bedside table thing in front of me. So that led the parade, followed by me holding a fan on this bed. It's a wonder we didn't get arrested. We only moved about 3 wards, but even so. But you're not allowed a fan because it's not hygienic. But the thing is with hospitals, without exception, whenever I go to visit somebody in a hospital, which is not that often, the doors pull back, and they're usually automated doors, so you don't have to touch them. So the doors pull back and you take one step in, and it's like a sauna. What level of heat they have in these hospitals, I do not know. But how anybody lives in them is beyond me. And then they say the fan's not hygienic. Neither's breeding whatever you're breeding at that temperature either. It really is far, far, far too hot. And you've got patients on the bed absolutely sweating their lives away because it's that hot. I don't know why they have to have it that hot. Don't know if they've got air conditioning either. Don't know. Now, you see, that air purifier does look rather nice, but I'm not keen on Dyson, and it's probably going to cost more than an iMac, isn't it? Go on, is there a price? Is there a price? Can I choose a model? Let's choose a model. Let's frighten myself. Oh, they're only £300. Up to, let's get the bigger one. £550. That is definitely more than an iPad. Seriously. And I honestly don't know how good they are. I wonder if there's any way you, well, you know, pre-COVID, that you could go to test that out. I honestly don't know. It's the Dyson thing. He had plenty to say about Brexit. And what didn't it end up like? What was it? Did he support Brexit, but he wanted to move his production to sort of Hong Kong or somewhere? It was ridiculous. So I wasn't overly fond of him. Putting air conditioning in is a one day and a couple of hours job. Fair amount of dust. Immediate vicinity of the holes for the tubing. The thing is, Tracy, I'm wondering in this country, in an older house, if it would be a one-day-plus job. Because not much else is here. Nothing else ever has been. We had double glazing put in, and it took 2 months. Not kidding.
Yeah, but that was the idiot that put it in.
Well, it was the idiot that put it in, but Mum wanted him. So the fact that we thought he was an idiot. But there again, I don't think it's any better if they come in and put it in 5 seconds flat either. Because every house around us where it did, Tracy's right, it took like 2-3 days, if that. Every one of them has asked to have them to come back and tighten them up because they're falling out. At least ours haven't fallen out yet. Only a matter of time, obviously. But if it can go wrong, it will go wrong here, Tracy. That's our approach, so maybe not. No, don't look under the bed. No, I heard a story today about a girl in somewhere in America. She heard a funny noise and got out of bed to have a look what the funny noise was, to see something like shimmery on the floor, and she wondered what was making that kind of noise. So she looked under the bed and she found a mummy snake and 17 baby snakes that the mummy had just given birth to under her bed. I'd have been in a different country. I swear to God, it would have taken me 2 seconds. No. And she's still concerned. They were humanely removed. She didn't just shoot it, which, you know, I would have been tempted to. They were put out somewhere. But she says every time she goes in the room, she's panicking that there's another snake. So be careful looking under your bed. I'm fortunate that since being a child, under the bed is where you hide stuff. So under the bed, not empty. Not enough room for a snake to birth under there, thank God. But it is just a matter of time. Oh, Tracy's walls are concrete and breeze block. Pretty thick and solid. Ours are brick, but there's slate in them. And then you've got to think about the place is decorated and I'd have to redecorate. Oh, no. No, no. It's not hot for that long. I can cope, she said. But I am going to have to head off because I haven't done today's essay yet and I've got to get all the data sorted out for tonight. Otherwise, there won't be a show. Whether the machine will last till the end of the show is anybody's guess. Because the fans are on already and I'm not actually doing anything. I'm not even touching the mouse. So it could be one of those nights that YouTube decide to kibosh us early. Who knows? We will find out later. But for the moment, it is indeed Two Show Friday and we will be back with you very shortly. But for now, it's good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.